Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 to 15. 2 Corinthians 9, 10 to 15. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. My theme for reflection is the overflow of generosity. The overflow of generosity. In this text, Paul extends an invitation to a deeper, transformative experience of generosity. He does not merely focus on the act of giving itself, but emphasizes how our giving reflects our hearts and ultimately a reflection of God's grace in us. The message here is very simple. True generosity flows from a heart transformed by the abundant grace we have received through Christ. Paul describes generosity as a spiritual principle, akin to sowing and reaping, where we are called to sow bountifully so that we may reap bountifully. However, this is not a formula for personal gain. Rather, it is an invitation to participate in God's economy of grace. In his kingdom, the more we give, the more we are entrusted with the resources to give again. This continuous cycle of giving blesses both the giver and the receiver, creating a ripple effect of thanksgiving and praise to God. What is striking about Paul's teaching is that it transcends mere obligation or duty. The heart of the giver is just as important as the gift itself. Elsewhere, Paul reminds us that God loves a cheerful giver. Giving then is not about meeting quotas or giving out of guilt, but about experiencing the joy of partnering with God in his work. My dear friends, in today's world, generosity is often reduced to a transactional mindset, an exchange of money or resources for a particular result. However, Paul challenges this by suggesting that our giving should be rooted in a much deeper spiritual reality. Just as an ophthalmologist's concern goes beyond the surface of our physical eyesight, Paul is asking us to look beyond the material transaction of giving and examine the condition of our hearts. Generosity is not just about meeting needs. It is about participating in God's work of grace in the world. As believers, we are called to model the generosity of Christ. We give because he gave everything for us, and in doing so, we become conduits of his grace. This challenges us to rethink our motivations and habits around giving, whether in church offerings, charitable donations, or our time and talents. Are we giving from a place of abundance, cheerfulness, and gratitude? Or are we holding back out of fear, reluctance, or external pressure? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what motivates your giving? Is it driven by joy and gratitude for what God has done in your life, or is it more out of obligation or guilt? Number two, how can you move toward becoming a more cheerful and generous giver? What changes might need to happen in your heart or your lifestyle for this transformation to take place? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your boundless generosity, for the gift of Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we might live. Help us to reflect that same spirit of giving in our lives. Transform our hearts so that we give not out of reluctance or compulsion, but with joy and gratitude. May our generosity bring glory to you and be a blessing to others. Lord, teach us to trust you with everything we have, knowing that you will provide for all our needs. Let our giving be a true act of worship, pointing others to your amazing grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.